Genesis chapter 48, 12 verses from the beginning of this chapter. And it came to pass after these things that one told Joseph, Behold, thy father is sick. And he took with him his two sons, Manasseh and Ephraim. And one told Jacob and said, Behold, thy son Joseph cometh unto thee. And Israel strengthened himself and sat upon the bed. And Jacob said unto Joseph, God Almighty appeared unto me at Luz in the land of Canaan and blessed me. And said unto me, Behold, I will make thee fruitful and multiply thee, and will make of thee a multitude of people, and will give this land to thy seed after thee for an everlasting possession. And now thy two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, which were born unto thee in the land of Egypt, before I came unto thee into Egypt, are mine. As Reuben and Simeon, they shall be mine. And thy issue, which thou begettest after them, shall be thine, and shall be called after the name of their brethren in their inheritance. And as for me, when I came from Paddan, Rachel died by me in the land of Canaan, in the way, when yet there was but a little way to come unto Ephrathah. And I buried her there in the way of Ephrathah. The same is Bethlehem. And Israel beheld Joseph's sons and said, Who are these? And Joseph said unto his father, They are my sons, whom God hath given me in this place. And he said, Bring them, I pray thee, unto me, and I will bless them. Now the eyes of Israel were dim for age, so that he could not see. And he brought them near unto him, and he kissed them and embraced them. And Israel said unto Joseph, I had not thought to see thy face, and lo, God hath showed me also thy seed. And Joseph brought them out from between his knees, and he bowed himself with his face to the earth. This far I desire to read. Someone told to Joseph, Behold, thy father is sick. Now Jacob was old, and I think that he must have been weak already. And being as old as he was, 147 years, or close to that time, that Jacob's health was not always very good. From time to time he would be sick, and perhaps more and more. And there was a moment when he felt unusually weak or sick, ill. And Joseph quickly took his two sons and went to meet his father. And it was told to Jacob, Behold, thy son Joseph cometh unto thee. And Israel strengthened himself and sat upon the bed. And Jacob said unto Joseph, God Almighty appeared unto me at Luz in the land of Canaan and blessed me. When was that? When Jacob was running away from Esau. When Jacob took a pillow of stone and put it under his head and dreamed that night a wonderful dream. When Jacob saw angels flying up and down along that big and long ladder, and Jacob was on the ground, and the God Almighty was way up high. And when Jacob woke up, he realized that God is not only in the household of his Jacob's parents, but God is everywhere where are the souls and hearts seeking God. And so Jacob remembers his covenant, the covenant that he promised, seeing that God will protect him and bring him back into the land of promise, the inheritance of his fathers, that Jacob will be serving the Lord and worshiping him alone. And Jacob vowed and said, This place is going to be the house of God. And of all that thou, Lord, wilt give unto me, one tenth is going to be given for the service of the Lord. Jacob remembers that, and Jacob is looking back into the history and the journey of his lifetime, and he realized that God did fulfill his promises. And Jacob is relating that covenant and his, Jacob's intentions to serve the Lord even after his journey ended. That's why he's telling that to Joseph. And then Jacob said, And God said unto me, Behold, I will make thee fruitful and multiply thee, And I will make of thee a multitude of people, and will give this land to thy seed after thee for an everlasting possession. How is that land an everlasting possession, seeing that the land of the people of Israel was destroyed, and the people of Israel were scattered all over the world? And today we see that the people that consider themselves to be Jews or Hebrews are in the geographical area of that old land of Israel, and yet they don't keep the law of God. They don't know our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. They don't keep the customs of the fathers either. They're a confused group of people, not knowing the scripture. They're lost. How is the land that is given to them their everlasting possession? I think, beloved, about our father Noah when he was coming out of the ark. The whole land was theirs. For what? To fill the land and to rule over the whole earth. How do we rule today? Is this land ours at all? Or what is our position and our inheritance? I think about the holy apostles, beloved, and the disciples of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, how they were traveling, how they proclaimed the gospel of the Lord in Jerusalem, and then throughout Judea and Galilee and Samaria, and then he said, through all the earth, as long as you live. This land is given to us for a lasting possession. This is our battlefield. This is our journey. This is the place of our labor where we serve the Lord as long as we live here. And then a wonderful, glorious land is ours forever. And then Jacob said, thy two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, which were born unto thee in the land of Egypt, before I came unto thee into Egypt, are mine, as Reuben and Simeon. What happened to Reuben? He lost the right of the firstborn. What happened to Simeon? He lost the blessing and received a curse. And then Jacob said, and thy issue, which thou begettest after them, shall be thine, and shall be called after thy name of their brethren, the firstborn, in their inheritance. And as for me, he is going down, telling what happened in the past. Take time and read and see if Joseph had any other children. Did Joseph demand to have seed of his own, or was he pleased that his sons be called after Jacob's name? I think there is a lesson in that. Furthermore, we read here that in the land of Canaan, Rachel died just a short way before Bethlehem. We won't have time to study this or to learn about the lessons of this that happened. Very mysterious and secret things are recorded in the Bible about the life and death of Rachel and her children, and how the children that she did not give birth to, as she did to Joseph and Benjamin, the other children of Jacob's, were named after Rachel. There was a reason for that. And now Israel is looking, and he's noticed that there are two young boys or lads, young people. They might have been at that time somewhere 20 years or less of age. And Jacob asked, who are these? And Joseph answered, these are my sons, whom God hath given me in this place. And that this place is Egypt. Joseph is very careful not to consider the land of Egypt as his land. He's only working there. And then Jacob said, bring them, I pray thee, unto me, and I will bless them. The eyes of Israel were dim of age, and he could not see. And he brought them near unto him, and he kissed them and embraced them. And Israel said unto Joseph, I had not thought to see thy face, and lo, God hath showed me also thy seed. And Joseph brought them, the sons, out from between Jacob's knees, and Joseph bowed himself with his face to the earth. There was a difference between worshipping the Lord and giving reverence and high honor to a man. And Joseph took them both, his sons, Ephraim in his right hand toward Israel's left hand, because Ephraim was the youngest, and Manasseh in his left hand toward Israel's right hand, and brought them near unto him. And Israel stretched out his hand and laid his hand upon Ephraim, his right hand, and his left hand upon Manasseh, as if Manasseh was younger and Ephraim was elder, guiding his hands wittingly, intentionally. Manasseh was the firstborn. And Israel blessed Joseph and said, God before whom my fathers Abraham and Isaac did walk, the God which fed me all my life along unto this day, the angel which redeemed me from all evil, bless the lads, and let my name be named on them, and the name of my fathers Abraham and Isaac, and let them grow into a multitude in the midst of the earth. And when Joseph saw that his father laid his right hand upon the head of Ephraim, it displeased him. Joseph wanted to be very strict, to follow the order as the children were born. And Joseph held up his father's hand to remove it from Ephraim's head unto Manasseh's head. And Joseph said unto his father, Not so, my father, for this is the firstborn. Put the right hand upon his head. Joseph knew that Jacob cannot see very clearly, and Joseph wanted to make correction. But someone else was guiding Jacob's hand and Jacob's mind. His father, we read in the verse number 19, refused and said, I know, my son, I know this. Manasseh also shall become a people, and he also shall be great, but truly his younger brother shall be greater than he, and his seed, Ephraim's seed, shall become a multitude of nations. And he blessed them that day, saying, In thee shall Israel bless, saying, God make thee as Ephraim and as Manasseh. And he set Ephraim before Manasseh. Now, is this fair? Is this right? Or is it wrong? Who is going to decide whether first one or second or any other one in sequence is going to be the first? Is it fair that our Lord and Savior came as the last instead of the first? Why did our God send so many prophets and finally send his son to speak to us? And then after that, there were no great prophets anymore. Well, the election, the selection, the preservation, and all the fulfillment of God's will are his will and his goodness and grace. He will do as it pleases him. And human beings, men and women, being just human, are not worthy of any kindness and goodness of the Lord, and have no business in commending to God what to do. And Israel said unto Joseph, Behold, I die, but God shall be with you, and bring you again unto the land of your fathers. Moreover, I have given to thee one portion above thy brethren, which I took out of the hand of the Amorite, with my sword and with my bow. What happened? Did anything of that kind happen? Is the land of Canaan in the hands of the people of Israel? Not at all. Jacob and his fathers, Abraham and Isaac, were strangers and sojourners, pilgrims in the land of Canaan. But Jacob is looking forward to those years that will come 400 years afterward, when the people of Israel will leave the land of Egypt and conquer the land of Canaan and divide the land to the tribes. And Jacob is saying, I have given to thee, to Joseph, one portion above thy brethren. There will be two tribes, Ephraim and Manasseh, not just one tribe of Joseph. And what happened? When the time came, Joshua, the son of Nun, did honor the will of their father Israel, and he hath divided the inheritance, as if Joseph had two tribes, not only one. That was faith. That was trusting the Lord. That was believing in the promises of God.